Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Hear No Evil here on blogtalkradio.com. I am Darlene Lewis, your host and show producer, and you can call me at any time, Thursdays at 6:30 to 7:30. We'll be on for an hour today. Yay! And tonight's topic, are you in love with someone who is married or in a relationship? Give me a call at your earliest convenience, 347-989-0761. Now, so many people say good relationships are hard to come by, so they settle with sharing their lovers. With diseases and family instability, do you really think that homewrecking is a smart way to go? So call in the show right now. And so far, we have a caller. You're on the air. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Lester Merrill calling from the streets of Harlem.
Hey, Lester Merrill, one of our frequent callers. How are you?
Okay, pretty good. Just checking in. I know I haven't been on for a minute, so I just want to see what's going on. You got a good topic, D. I like that.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of men and women are hopping in and out of everybody's bed, and a lot of the entertainers seem to be flip-flopping and sharing each other's old ways. So I just thought I would talk about this topic because it seems like when you look at the family structure and then when you realize some of the reasons why people break up has a lot to do with infidelities and and that goes with marriage and even people that are just playing house, you know, people that are not really married but living together
mm-hmm.
and may have kids or whatever. So, or just people that's dating people, you know, that they know have someone else on the side. So I thought it would be a good topic. Plus, Tiffany Real, an author that I met on Facebook, who is a great author who has been purchasing like all of my books, and she just recently put out a book and she reveals that side, and I will be reading excerpts from her book later on in the show. Really serious and compelling author who reveals the pitfalls of dating of someone. And she claimed she was the mistress and she was a married woman at one time. So that's really something I want people to really listen in. So what's going on with you?
Oh, no, basically pretty much working on the screenplay for the book, The Streets of Harlem. You know,
yeah,
and basically got a lot of support. Got people trying to support. I just got to finish the script, the storyboard, actually. And, you know, everything is going pretty good. And if you ever want to, you know, check out my book, it's at lulu.com/The Streets of Harlem. And, you know, I thank you, Darlene, for putting me on to Lulu. And she has a very, very wonderful book, you know, Hip Hop Before the Bling. And you have a few other books as well. That's real hot.
Yeah,
so, you know, I thank you definitely, you know, for definitely, hooking me up with that website. That's a great website. and is very supportive to authors who are trying to get their work published and things of that nature. But, you know, only adding on to that topic, I just want to add something that, you know, is really sad. It's sad because, you know, you have people right now who are in relationships who are here and there, and it just shows where, as us, you know, if we look back in the times, you didn't have that as much. You had, like, if you look at older couples or 90, things of that nature, they stayed together for years because it was a loyalty back then. Yeah. No matter what, infidelity or whatever's going on or seeing another guy, it was more of a loyalty with families. And right now, it's like it's not even a loyalty happening. This is why it's so much, you know, hanky-panky going on. Like in relationships with people, is, hey, well, I want to be with this guy, and hey, I don't know, he's not talking right today, or this girl, she's not acting right, so I'm gonna go over here and mess with somebody else. But it just goes to show the structure of that relationship of trying to build a family. It's like no one's trying to actually build a firm foundation of a family and things of that nature. Whereas back in the time, that's what it was about. You have families who had husband and wife who have 10 kids, and they was together. You know, today, nowadays, it's just speeding, and, you know, everybody jumping in the bed.
It's funny because I speak to a lot of younger people about relationships, and they never talk about getting married. Like, they have no problem having a bunch of kids by one or two different guys. But as far as, like, marriage is concerned, and I think what it is that because of, that, like you said, everything is so rush, and everything is so out in the open. And
no loyalty.
Choices that people have, but I kind of understand from a woman's point of view that they have more choices now because they don't depend on the men like they did in the past, so they don't feel stuck. You know, financially, they feel that they are more independent, whereas, like, back in, like, even 25, 30, 40 years ago, the male was the breadwinner, and the woman basically stayed home and raised the children. And even if their men were cheating, you know, the men came home, and it was something that they really didn't discuss. And but now the women's standards have lowered, so they accept being, like, cheated on, or they accept being the other woman without saying go home to your wife and kids, you know. And men nowadays seem to have a little bit more money, so, you know, there's a saying that a man can have as many women as he can afford. So a lot of men are a little immature when it comes to relationships because they feel like they have choices. You know, it's a variety of women. Women are looking different. They're looking more seductive. Videos and music is not really telling them don't do it. It's the opposite. So they're living out of fantasies. And
That's a sad
you know, and it's sad. It's no morals. The morals. And it all comes back down to what you said, the family, the structure, the unity, and the spirituality is really gone. And all it is an absence of love.
And how can you be a role model to your kids and telling them to, you know, get you a be with someone? I can't even just blame the women. It's the men. You know, it's just in general that, you know, if you want your kids, you know, to grow up and to have a family structure, and then they're looking at, hey, well, you know, this is what's going on. Even mommy or daddy, they doing this. And then at the end of the day, I mean, you know, when you get older, when people get older, you know, you would like to see that family, that mother and father, they still together, the kids. That will be totally gone. You'll have more people, I have money, but I'm single and miserable. You know, and that's really not, you know, Back to what we were saying, you know, it all boils down to loyalty to what, you know, your partner, and just trying to stay, you know, loyal and with them for who they are instead of oh, well, I'm going to go over here to this girl because she doesn't nag me as much or doesn't look this way, or I'm going to go to this guy because he's this and that, or he's packing, or he's not. And at the end of the day, it doesn't count for, you know, just the whole entire thing of loyalty amongst one another. And that's what we need on that aspect.
Yeah, and you mentioned the role models, because if you look around, a lot of kids are roaming the streets late at night because they don't have that structure at home, whereas either the parent is so tired that they want peace, or the parents are not home, or there is the one parent in the home and working, so they're not really paying attention to what's going on with the kids, so therefore the kids are seeking structure in the elements in the street, and
exactly.
Therefore the influx of gangs and extra curricular activities, which includes having a whole lot of free sex, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just going crazy. And what are we supposed to do? Like, what is the solution? Do you bring back the curfews for males or under a certain age? Do you make infidelity a criminal act once found, because, you know, adultery, you know, is grounds for divorce, but, you know, everybody doesn't, not too many people even get married.
If they made it a criminal act, it'd be so many people locked up. But
you know, I mean, marriage is taking place, more marriages by gay people are taking place than non-gay people, it seems like. And that's another thing, you know, the gays are, you know, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
You know. If it was a criminal act, do you think people would straighten up and fly right, or do you just think it'll be more people arrested?
No, I mean, after so many arrests, it's like, hey, it's just like ever, like, hey, you know, like, maybe that may have to take effect because, you know, you look at certain areas, like, and like the, how the kids come up, they see so much of people getting locked up, and like, hey, no, I can't do that. That's a no-no. Maybe we need that. Maybe, you know, at the same time, it probably would be a lot of people getting locked up, but more so coming home like, hey, I cannot partake in this. I don't want to get in trouble. And, you know, you got to force loyalty. Loyalty, more so it has to be forced upon, you know, so many people to change their ways and actions dealing with in relationships. So, you know, and maybe that may have to take a place as well as curfews and things of that nature so the kids can be more at home with the parents. And the parents, I got to say to all parents, you have to, most of us, you know, we base our job on our life, and we have to, you know, put our kids, you know, like we put them second, and we have to put the kids first. You know, we work, and we know work is work. But the family structure, you have to be intact with your kids and explaining so many things to them on a regular basis, just like a job.
Hmm.
So that's basically, you know, the key to that.
Now, that's coming from a male point of view, but you know how many men do not agree with you?
I mean, it probably would. I mean, that would probably be, you know, a few people have their own opinions on that issue. Yeah, I can agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the truth is the truth. And if you really want to bring upon a loyalty among people, you know, I mean, men, women, whoever, you have to basically structure. It has to be structured. It has to be where more talking, and most people come home from work, they're tired, never really get to relate with the kids. You know, things of that nature. So the kids, like you said, are running around doing what they do. And we have adults who are married. I mean, I have friends who have rings on their finger, like, hey, well, I'm going to get this other female. And it's like, is it really worth it? I mean, like, you're going to just for a pleasure, you know, but at the same time, you marry a person for pleasure, for love and everything, and then it goes out the door just behind something that's just really nothing. You know, you gotta, you know, people have to check themselves. Gotta check yourself, fellas. You know,
before
on that
you're
issue there,
yourself, right? Yeah, but what I'm saying is that you're blaming the men, but not all the time. Is it the men going for pleasure for another female? Because I, like I said, I speak to men on this topic all the time, and a lot of them are saying that it's not about always about sex, that
exactly.
they have other women.
It's
so
about,
what do you say to that?
I mean, it's many different reasons, and not just the fellas. This is for the women as well. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if you're with a person or if you're trying to build a relationship with someone, you have to look at it in this fashion, whereas, hey, well, if I'm going to make this step, you know, I want to make it correctly. Or if I want to go in half-stepping, then that's what's going to come back, and that's what's going on in a high volume, where everyone is, you know, they're cool. This is my friend. We're not into nothing. And, you know, it may just be, you know, you have platonic relationships, people who's not even indulging in sex. But at the same time, I'm talking for the people who are married, you know, basically,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to be, you know, I mean, you can. Everyone can have friends, but as long as it's that respect and that loyalty, then it means everything, you know. But when there's, you know, sideways and half things of this nature going on, it's going to be a lot of chaos, a lot of problems, things that you, me, you, anyone else wouldn't probably want to go through. So got to be, you know, not savages in pursuit of happiness, in so many words. Just got to be happy with who you with and understand them.
Wow. So you got to be happy with what you, who you're with. But suppose you're not happy. And before you answer that, we're going to go into a little break, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
welcome back to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. I'm Darlene Lewis, and I am here. We are on a serious topic called Are You in Love with Someone Who is Married or in a Relationship? And we want to continue our conversation. We have renowned author Lester Merrill, hopefully still with us.
Yeah, right here. Yes, yes.
Yeah, we have to throw in a little earth, wind, and fire. But listen, we have this book called The Mind and Soul of Tiffany Real, who is an Atlanta native, a Syracuse, New York-born author. And in her book, she talks about being the other woman. And she says, we ladies have to stop being honest and true to God and ourselves. When are we going to stop being slaves to loneliness and the penis? She says she's been on both sides of the fence. She's been the mistress and she's been the wife. She said, get yourself together, and if we ever want our men to get it even halfway right, because a man can't cheat if he has no one to cheat with. So that's deep, because she's talking serious. I mean, the book is serious. I just got it mailed to me, and I remember when she first started trying to write this book, and I would give her a lot of advice, and she's just a phenomenal author, gone through so much. I mean, if you get a chance, just go to The Mind and Soul of Tiffany Real and just read some of the stuff.
Mind and Soul of Tiffany Real. Okay.
Yeah, her real name is Tiffany McLean, but she goes by the name of Tiffany Real or Real. Actually, she's on Facebook, and she's doing wonderful things. And what I love about this author is that she is an author's author. Like, she'll buy your book, and once she buys your book, she takes a picture of your book and posts it on her site, and then other authors know that you exist. And she's like an angel, you know.
Mm.
And but she's serious. Her writing is incredible. I mean, and I'm an author, but this girl is a true writer, and I can't wait for, like, most of her other stuff to come. And she's also a great poet. But that topic hit me so hard, because we all have been victims of being on the other end of either being cheated on or the cheater. A lot of us don't reveal it. And it's just too much work, you know, sneaking and lying and cheating. And at the end of the day, what are you really gaining? You know, sometimes, like you said, people don't want to get nagged. So they go with someone that doesn't have any type of substance or stability with them, or they're not responsible for their lifestyle. So there's nothing to really bother them. They're really looking for a sensation. And to me, that's like a cop-out, because at the end of the day, the more you start dating the other woman, you start, or the other man, you start gathering things. Things will happen, and some type of substantial, concrete relationship will be created. And then that's when the pressure comes on. You know, the pressure comes on because you may have something in common or not in common. And then after a while, you know, being the other woman or the other man, you get tired of not being able to see them when you want to see them, on the holidays, on your birthdays, or being seen in public. Because, you know, when you're cheating, you
everything's
really
quiet.
Like, you gotta be on a low. You know, you don't know their family. You know, you don't meet their kids. I mean, and if you do, it's like, that's really risky, because then the kids may say something to the parent.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the family members, you know, it's just a touchy situation. And at the end of the day, you wind up broke because you're spending money trying to be secretive.
How true. And a lot
you
of people
know, but at the same time, some people like living on the edge. Some people like living on the
yeah.
edge like that.
Uh-huh. It's fun to them, you know. And, you know, I mean, I can understand, you know, all angles, but like you say, at the end of the day, the topic was the best, that you end up broke. I mean, you go through, you wind up stressing yourself out, messes with your health, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, I guess different strokes for different folks. Some people, you know, they live for that. Some people live for it. It'll probably always be in effect, but, you know, we also got to think about the kids and the family and things of that nature. Most people just thinking about their wants and needs at that personal moment, and it affects everyone. So you have to think about, you have to look at the whole picture behind, you know, doing things that, you know, running around. And to me, it's really outrageous, because if you're a person that's claiming to be about things, you want to hold down everything, you know, like, you know, have a structure, you know, behind you of something, being known for a person that's, you know, able to hold down a family or a relationship. And, you know, it really makes a person look very immature.
Yeah. See, you know, it's funny that you said it, because I said that earlier. I said that's a very immature activity. Because, like, when you're a certain age, you know, you start having priorities. And then when you get to be, like, a certain age, 34, 35, you tend to know, or you should know, like, at that point, like, this is what I want, this is who I want to be with, or this is the ideal situation that I want for myself. Because a lot of people are not looking 15, 20 years down the line, because they really honestly don't think they're going to be around, like, physically. Like, so much is bombarded at them that they don't even see their future, you know.
Right.
And another thing I noticed in regards to a lot of relationships, and I'm going to use me as an example, because I can only go by what I have observed. A lot of men are intimidated by women that have opinions or goals. A lot of men don't look at that as an asset. They look at it as competition. And I think that's what the problem is. People have to communicate better. You know what I mean? Because a lot of women are not like their grandparents. They have opportunities, and they have no choice but to work. And they can't help it if they establish themselves, and you know, and it's crazy, because you go out there to make yourself a better human being so that you can be a good partner, and then the male, he's intimidated, so he wants to deal with somebody that's less needy. So
yeah, everyone,
like,
you're right.
It's crazy.
I mean,
it's
sad.
For losing.
It's sad. I mean, it's been that's a very big issue right now. I mean, you know, a lot of men are intimidated by, you know, females' income, what they're doing, what they're about. Like you said, their output on certain issues, and some people just, you know, but that's back to what we're saying. That's immature, because that's just looking at, you know, a portion of the page, and you got to look at the entire picture to get an understanding of that picture. So, you know, and being intimidated is one of the main topics. Or more so, men wanting, or women, you know, on both angles, wanting to be, you know, the conqueror. Most people want to conquer. And this is a world of conquer, you know, division and conquer, things of that nature. And most people want to conquer, want to be that person that, oh, I run this, and, you know, things of that nature. And that's how it's going. And a lot of guys out here just want to be free. Hey, I don't want to be locked down. I just want to do what I want to do. But in the long run, it affects you, because you're never actually, you're by yourself. You're lonely. You know, at the end of the day, you can run around with a whole lot of people that is really nothing, no moral to it behind it. And at the end of the day, that's what comes back.
And then another thing is that with the diseases that's going on out here, you know, no, it seems like you read more and more, and you hear more and more about people having unprotected sex. They're still, like, when I look around and I see people with babies in carriages, I'm like, wow, people still having sex without a condom. Like, it scares me, because I'm like, you know their situation. You know they're not married. You know they have two or three different baby fathers or mothers. And you're saying, and I'm saying to myself, like, this is 2010. Like, are we building a nation, or are we just becoming consumers, and we're just not really paying attention. Because to be honest, I would be afraid to have a baby right now, even though I would love another child. But I'm at that age now where I can't really think realistically about being a mother. But I would never, if I was like in my 20s or 30s, I would never, ever have a child right now unless I was married in a good relationship, in a stable relationship, in a stable home. Because it's not just about being financially stable. You got to be mentally stable, too, to be able to be in a relationship, whether you having a child or not.
Yeah, you have to be mentally. It has to be on both aspects, physically and mentally, and really understanding. I mean, like I say to everyone, all people who's listening, you know, basically try to be with someone that you met instead of just jumping in the bed with them. Try to get to know a person for a few years. Then you know their likes and what they're about, and they know your likes, and then you got more of a chance of, you know, pulling off a successful relationship. But just wham, bam, thank you, man. That's the whole outcome. After that, it's usually.
But, you know, the guys also have to take into account that every woman that they're going to be with is not the video chick. You know, that's been. I hear a lot of guys. I talk to a lot of men because I always want to know what makes men think and what makes them tick. And, because I think sometimes like a dude, and I used to have to say to myself, I got to stop being so superficial when it comes to relationships, because, you know, I got caught in that world where, oh, he got to be 6'4", 250 pounds. Well, I mean, that's still in my credentials, but I'm just saying. 6'4", 250 pounds. He got to have cash, you know, his own house, you know, blah, 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 blah. But you can get that in the garbage man. You can get that in the construction worker. You can get that in the person. It doesn't have to be the entertainer, famous person. You can get that in the average Joe. And a lot of the times women's standards are so high that men don't even try to work towards being with them. And a lot of women are out here lonely because, like, when I look on Facebook and I see a lot of the people that are on my friends list, I tend to not want lonely or single women as my friends because I'm like, okay, I don't want no evil, lonely, bitter women, you know, male bashing on my Facebook page. I always, like, check out their profile. What are they into? If they're busy, then they're good with me. But if they're just sitting around bashing and have a whole bunch of kids and I don't see anything about a man, it makes me nervous.
Yeah.
It just makes me nervous. I don't want those type of people associating with me because they're not going to buy my books. You know, and that may be superficial of me. I don't
know. That's real.
And even when the male point of view, if a male is on here and he wants to be my friend, and I see he has a whole bunch of kids, how do you have time to be on Facebook? You need to be somewhere trying to take care of those kids. You know what I mean? Seriously. I better see married somewhere or in a relationship, somewhere on there. Because if I see single, I'm like, okay, he's out here. He looking for a girlfriend. But that's just me. I know I analyze things like that. Some women just accept people for who they are. Me, I got to get to know you. I don't even let people come to my house first of all, people don't even know where I live when I date them. You know, that's something I never was into because, you know, being a mother, you know, if you have kids, you got to be careful about who you bring around your children. You know, you don't want to confuse them, and at the same time, you don't know who these people are. You know what I mean? So you got to really do background checks on people. How many women do that? They don't do that. They don't find out that some of these men are married, you know. I believe we lost our caller, but I'm just saying to combat on what, you know, Lester was saying in regards to learning about a person and finding out who a person is. Lester, I think we lost you in your back.
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me
okay.
for that.
Yeah.
I like what you're saying. That's real. You know, on the main
but,
topic.
We have this is a topic that we're going to be talking about all the time, because at the end of the day, when you think about everything that's going on, it all stems back to how are they relating and who's loving them and who are they loving. I want to thank you for calling in. You said you're working on your book. Please let the listening audience know where they can get your book and what other projects you're working on.
Okay, well, hey, thank you, D. Well, you know, as we say, I'm working on the book, The Streets of Harlem. I'm working on the film, the screenplay, actually, to the novel, The Streets of Harlem. And basically, the book, I have part two of the part one version of The Streets of Harlem out at lulu.com. And also, you can get The Streets of Harlem from the Harlem Book Center on 123rd Street and 8th Avenue. And, you know, basically I'm just trying to add as many people as possible, especially you, Darlene, to the project, you know, because you're a tremendous writer. So, you know, I need something.
Thank you. And I understand you have some side businesses that you're working on as well.
Oh, yeah. At greatworksplan.com/Lester Merrill, it is a great thing because you can basically go to that website and find out a lot about prepaid lawyers that, you know, that may be very helpful to you. And there's an associate program where we can go into business together, things of this nature, and there's extra money to earn, you know, in your spare time. So it's a great website to go to. Once again, it's greatworkplan.com/Lester Marrow, LesterMarrow. So, yeah, there's a lot of things, you know, that we're basically, you know, trying to, you know, get done with the film, The Streets of Harlem. And we just want to add as many people as possible, not just from Harlem, from the entire states. If you're a person that is interested in trying to get casting, you can email me at laffinc@gmail.com. And once again, I want to thank Darlene Lewis because she is a lifesaver, a very educated sister who, you know, man, it's just a blessing to be on the show. So I'm just thanking you, Dave, for putting me on. And, you know, I'll be looking forward to speaking anytime on the show. It was a great topic.
Definitely call back. You know, we're here every Thursday at 6:30. Also, just to remind you, if you know of any female writers, we are recruiting for the Literary Ladies Tour, which is a tour that will start in New York City, and we're going to go along a lot of states along the East Coast. And we're looking for people that want to have us come, and we will talk to people and sell our books, and any money that we make, a portion of it is going to the Birdsong Organization, which is a not-for-profit, non-sectarian, free-thinking, facilitated peer support group for and by female incest and childhood sexual trauma survivors. And they meet every week in Manhattan at East 103rd Street and 5th Avenue. And if you are a survivor of a sexual traumatic survivor of childhood molestation or incestation, you can always call 1-888-678-7848. And you can email birdsongorg@gmail.com, which is a great group that I felt compelled to help because there are a lot of young girls out here that don't have a story to tell. And so we literary ladies will be telling their stories. I have a female whose mother is was a member of the former Black Panther Party. I have another girl who is married to a baller. I have another girl who is a victim of domestic violence. Of course, you have me. And we have four more slots for females. So if you know any females, please let them know about the Literary Ladies Tour. We will be at a town near you all. Last, I want to thank you for calling in. And I guess I'll see you when I see you. I'll be right back.
Okay. Sing up, sing up.
Thank you for tuning in to blogtalkradio.com/HearNoEvil. I'm Darlene Lewis. Please call us every Thursday at 6:30 at 347-989-0761. And like I said earlier, if you are interested in being a part of the Literary Ladies Tour, whether as a sponsor to have your business promoted on our banners and on our flyers, you can email us at info@futurenetworkproductions.com or just go to futurenetworkproductions.com and click on the link for Literary Ladies and fill out the forms, and we will definitely, definitely get back to you. That new one for Dana Dane and 11, Dancing by Myself.
Big Worldwide, New York City. Let's dance, Brooklyn. Let's dance.
Brennison, that's me. Ego Crusher, ELE. 2 weeks ago, a girl said it was ugly. Talk a little shit, now they won't hug me. Never was a thought, now they think of me. Pour drinks on me, now drinks on me. Already know the line, yeah, we can be friends. Feel like third base line, back to the girl again. When I said bye, they said bye. Before I spoke, they said nope, fine. Keep that in the back of my mind. Never get enough money to the front. I think that I'm too fly. You're handsome, sexy, cute, mom. Do you wanna dance? No, not what you saw. off the dance floor, get a little drink. Act like I'm famous, point in the wind. No new taxes, no missed calls. Lady, do you mind if I dance with y'all? This is my song, I don't need your help. So I go to the dance room and dance by myself. Ha!
You don't have to dance with me, long as I get my two feet. I don't need nobody else, cause I'll be dancing by myself. If you wanna dance with me, I'll be up to VIP. It'll be me and no one else, cause I'll be dancing by myself. Dancing by myself, dancing by myself, dancing by myself. I'll be dancing by myself.
I'm your one and only master of ceremony, the great. Around the sphere for my vocal application. Mike Sirachi, crowds are moving, roots are raising. Just being here with you was a cause of celebration. Brooklyn swaying, party surveying. The dance full throttle on them bowly bottles. Bathed in the building like it's straight off the fire. Tips with sponsors, ashes, July for a few ladies dance around me in the cypher. Trying to see which one I might have to eye for. I don't get gas, I take it all in stride. I believe a lot of things, but no. It makes me reflect on my humble beginnings when I was visited and bypassed by many pretty women who couldn't see my greatness or my earning potential. So they got scooped by dudes who had more strength than them. But that's in the past, now I'm the toast of the club. Fat buck, bass, runner up, and back that same up. Stay for no thanks, sugar, find somebody else. Right now, I'm a Brooklyn step by myself. Yeah.
You don't have to dance with me, long as I get my two feet. I don't need nobody else, cause I'll be dancing by myself. If you wanna dance with me, I'll be up to VIP. It'll be me and no one else, cause I'll be dancing by myself. Dancing by myself, dancing by myself, dancing by myself.
Everything that the owner exaggerated, make you throw your hands up like you graduated. Say I be feeling myself like I'm masturbated. Say you on some shit like you constipated. 48 hours, you can't stand them. New Sheriff Fenton, Reggie Hammond. It's me and my drink, music loud. Then I hear a voice yell out from the crowd.
Did you ain't think that I would show up? Oh, it's what when things you blow up. Oh, you ain't know what I was thinking. Maybe tonight I could be your girlfriend.
I don't need your help, so I go to the dance floor and dance by myself. Oh.
You don't have to dance with me, long as I get my two feet. I don't need nobody else, cause I'll be dancing by myself. If you wanna dance with me, I'll be up to VIP. It'll be me and no one else, cause I'll be dancing by myself.
Wow. Dana Dane and 11. It's always good to get music from individuals that have been out around and they collaborate with the legends of hip-hop. I think that's cool. I think that's a great idea, and I want to wish 11 a lot of luck. He's a hustler. He's been out here. I've known him for about 5 years, and he's been really, really doing his thing. I'd like to shout out a few people. Kurt Woodley, former manager of Mary J. Blige, used to manage a whole bunch of artists, worked with Andre when Andre first started out with Uptown Records and moved on to Columbia, and then did a lot of work with Cypress Hill, the Fugees, and Big L. He's promoting a lot of groups, so I want to shout Kurt out. You know, today was a sad day when I woke up. My grandmother passed in 1997 today. So, Emma E. Ford, may you rest in peace. I'll always love you. Taught me how to cook cakes, and I used to sit and watch her. She used to make me a cake every birthday. So, shout out to my grandmother. She always helped everybody, and, you know, she'll surely be missed. A lot of my family members, I don't know how we made it without her, but because of her strength and her love, you know, we just knew what to do in times of peril. So I want to shout out my family for being in my corner through a lot of craziness. You know, sometimes you don't reach out to the people that have been there for you. Sometimes you take family for granted. So I like to shout out my family, my mom's side, my dad's side, and just to let you know that although I may not say it every day, I appreciate it. But tonight's topic is about, are you in love with someone who is married or in a relationship? And I just want to hit you off with some classic Nina Simone. Check it out.
The other woman finds time to manicure her nails. The other woman is perfect where her rival fails. And she's never seen with pin curls in her hair. The other woman enchants her clothes with French perfume. The other woman keeps fresh-cut flowers in each room. There are never toys, it's scattered everywhere. And when her man comes to call, he'll find her waiting like a lonesome queen. Cause when she's by his side, it's such a change from old routine. But the other woman will always cry herself to sleep. The woman will never have his love to keep. And as the years go by, the other woman will spend her life alone. Herself to sleep. The other woman will never have his love to keep. And as the years go by, the other woman will spend her life alone.
Other woman, you say that there are not too many relationships out here that are happy, but let me tell you, there are a lot of people out here that are loving each other unconditionally, and sometimes you just have to have unconditional love. If you're sleeping with someone who's in love or married with someone else, or if you're in love with someone who's married or in a relationship, I really feel sorry for you. But at the end of the day, your standards have to be raised. Even M2 may know about this. Check it out, Union Inc.
There's something be. I never thought, never thought it could happen to me. Then I knew, yeah, things had changed. Cause when we made love, you called out his name. So much tension, cause we're living a lie. Can we give it a try?
Thank you, listeners, for calling and actually listening every week on blogtalkradio.com. You can always call us at 347-989-0761 every Thursday at 6:30. We're on, and you can always email us at blogtalkradio.com/HearNoEvil, or you can go to futurenetworkproductions.com and learn about our television program Celebrity Showcase, which airs every Wednesday on Time Warner Cable Channel 56, RCN Cable Channel 83, and on the internet simultaneously at MNN.org at MNN2 Channel Lifestyle. Like I said before, we are waiting for sponsors to call in for the Literary Ladies Tour. Yes, that's a book club. We will be donating money to various nonprofit organizations, but we will be coming to a town near you. So if you're interested, please do contact us at info@futurenetworkproductions.com. I want to thank you for calling in, and remember, it's not hard to say no when it comes to cheating. You just have to have the willpower, love of self, and remember, family structure is important. Have a blessed weekend, and until next week, hear no evil.